Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have you ever fallen for one of those phone or social media scams? And there's a new one that almost got producer John.
Almost.
What happened?
So it was a DM, which is, by the way, the sketchiest way to reach out to anybody ever. You should always be on the lookout for those things not being legit. It was some, you know, third tier friend, like a guy that I did a project with in college. And I got a message and the message just said, "Hey, did you see who died?"
Oh, because then you immediately think like it's somebody you went to school with,
right,
or something like that.
Like, this was someone that I would hang out with a little bit, but not a lot. But it could have been somebody I was close with. The only thing that kept me from like opening the message was the fact that I could see the beginnings of a link afterwards. And that was it. That was when I was like, hold on just a second.
Yeah, you know, I got caught out, similar situation, Anna, as far as they make it so easy for you to just fall right into the trap. I mean, that's how I handed over remote access to my computer.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the way that they scam you is getting more and more intelligent. Like, it used to be so dumb. Like, you won the Nigerian lottery and you would get it and you would immediately delete it and you would laugh that you would think that's ridiculous. But they're getting smarter and it's getting harder.
Well, because it was a joke. It's a joke now. But back in the day, like, that could have been like, that's the most implausible scenario ever. Like, you would think to yourself, well, who could possibly make this up? And now that it's been going on for 20 years, you're like, oh yeah, of course, the Nigerian prince. That's crazy. This is the new Nigerian prince, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but it's funny though, because it's also relating to a time in your life, right? So you're at the time, John, where people will start dropping dead, right? Doesn't matter if you knew them from college or whatever. It's a possibility, and that's why you entertain it.
I'm getting old is what you're saying.
Heather, what's the scam that you almost fell for?
So I got a lot of calls from the IRS, and at first I was not engaging, and then I finally did because I thought, okay, well, this must be real. And they had me going for a while, and I was a little bit nervous. And then they started asking for gift cards. And I was like, I'm sorry. What? That made me pause because I thought, well, the IRS is not actually asking for gift cards to, like, help fund the IRS.
Right. Like, the Applebee's gift card is going to get you out of jail free.
It's just easier for them to go ahead and transfer the funds this way.
Right.
I mean, seriously, it makes sense. Come on.
They're like, instead of asking for like direct deposit and cash, they're like, can we just have a $50 Starbucks gift card? And you're like, yeah, all right. That's fine. Yeah.
Right. That's what they were asking for. It took me a minute, but I figured it out.
Mike, what was your last scam that you almost fell for?
It was like a computer like repair scam. My computer, of course, is always acting wonky or whatever. And I got this call from what I thought was like a tech, and we were kind of working through it for like, I mean, I don't know, like an hour getting through the thing. And then all of us, it was like something to do with like malware or something like that. Mm. And I wasn't quite sure what was happening. I didn't quite understand it. And then all of a sudden I started getting real suspicious, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm given like total control, and he wants me to download all this stuff that didn't seem right.
Same thing happened to me, man. Same thing. That they could be so slick at that moment when they're talking to you. I was like right at the doorstep, just about ready to give this guy my credit card information too. I'd already given him some access to my computer, had to change everything. What a pain. I'm still dealing with it. Still dealing with the fallout from that.
I still to this day can't believe you almost fell for it. What was the scam that they almost got you on? 1-800-330-9999. Have you noticed that scammers are getting more and more intelligent? Producer John almost fell for one of those Facebook messages that says, "Did you see who died?" with the link when it comes from somebody you supposedly know. What was the last scam that you almost fell for? 1-800-330-9999. Sarah, go ahead. What happened? Warn people.
It happens a couple times now that someone's calling about a cruise that I've won. All-inclusive 4 days or something, and then they just want my credit card for taxes.
Oh, yeah, you got to pay the port charges. The port charges. Yeah, you won the trip. You get the trip. The trip is for free, but we can't do anything about the port charges because those are like federal and international charges.
It's my least favorite because there's like the part of you that really wants it to be true so badly.
Yeah, you just want to go.
Right.
You don't even care. You don't even care if it's half a scam, as long as there's an actual boat there that you can leave on.
Now, I may sound completely ignorant and like an idiot right now, but like, is there like, if once you pay like those taxes, even if they like upcharge you, like, you know, whatever, like $1,000, is there an actual trip? Is there an actual boat? Or are you just a sucker and you've just fallen for the whole thing?
No, I think there's a boat. I just don't think it's a boat trip that you would ever actually want to go on. I think that, you know, when you get on that boat, you're gonna pay things. You're gonna find it be below a certain level of service. And if you want to go to the nice spot, you're gonna have to sign up and buy like a timeshare or something when you're on this trip.
But there actually is a boat. That's what you're telling me?
No, I think there'll be a boat. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
All right.
I just don't think it's a boat that you would normally get on.
All right. It's Anna and Raven. What's that scam you almost fell for?
Hi. So I actually got a phone call, and they said that I had a problem with my Apple account, and they wanted me to give them all of my information for my iCloud. And I was about to log in and do everything, but I was in the middle of something, actually. So I said, if I call back this number, will I get you or do I have to ask somebody else? And they were hesitant and let me call back. But I was like, I really am in the middle of something. I will give you a call back because I do want to get to the bottom of this. And I called and it was like a busy tone. So I ended up calling the Apple store and saying, hey, somebody told me there was something wrong with my iCloud or something with my iPad. Is there a way that I could get it fixed? And the Apple store was like, we never call you if anything is wrong with your iCloud. So don't fall for that one. And it's actually quite common, apparently.
I feel like I would definitely fall for that, too. I'd be like, yeah, I got to figure this out. Plus, I never know my password. So it'd always be plausible that this could happen. Santa and Raven, what's the scam you almost fell for?
One of my best friends used to travel a lot for work, and I got an instant message on Facebook telling me that he lost his wallet, he needed money to get home, and I found it odd that, you know, he didn't call his wife first, you know, and he said he did. I asked him, I'm like, why didn't you call your wife? And he's like, well, I don't want her to know. And I was like, oh, okay, well, give me like 5 minutes. And I found it really odd. So I called him and I'm like, I just got an instant message saying that you're stuck. And he's like, I'm at home.
Right. Got you. It's so weird how they know who to connect with who. That's what freaks me out, is like that they knew your friends. They knew that it would pique interest. Like, how do they figure that out?
I think that they follow, like they'll pick random people and they'll follow them on their social media just to see. And the funny thing is he never posts where he is or what he's doing. He's basically, it's just like family stuff.
Yeah, but you don't know what he's doing behind the scenes on the dark web.
I'm in Las Vegas. You know, he doesn't post his travel plans.